One God, One Message. Chapter 3. Corrupted or Preserved. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 40:8. The following email excerpts from four different parts of the world express the thinking of more than a billion people worldwide. We believe in all divine scriptures, but in their original form. Don't forget, you got the Old Testament and the New Testament, in which words have changed. In the Holy Quran, the words have been the same over the years. Your Bible is a corrupted text that has been rewritten, added to, and re-edited from the very beginning to match your sick beliefs. I hold that the Bible was corrupted centuries and even millennia ago, and that most, if not all, of the New Testament is complete hogwash created by a false prophet named Paul. Therefore, to quote the Bible to me is a waste of typing and or cut and pasting. Are these allegations valid? Has the infinite God allowed finite man to corrupt and manipulate the scriptures he revealed to his prophets so long ago? Here I would like to speak directly to my respective Muslim reader. As you probably know, the Quran clearly declares that the biblical scriptures, the Torah, Torah, Psalms, Zabur, and Gospel, Injil, were given by God for guidance and light, Surah 544-51. It also states, "To you, Muhammad, we, Allah, sent the scripture Quran in truth, confirming the scripture Bible that came before it and guarding it in safety, Surah 548. And the messengers we sent were but men to whom we granted inspiration. If you do not realize this, ask of those who possess the message, the Bible, Surah 21:7. The Quran also warns those who reject the book and the revelations with which we sent our messengers, in the fire they shall be burned. Surah 40:70-72. The Quran repeatedly declares that the books of the Bible were inspired by God, and that those who reject them will be sent to hell. That is what the Quran says. Such Quranic declarations create a serious dilemma for Muslims everywhere, because the Bible and the Quran present two radically different messages regarding the character of God and His plan for mankind. This is why most Muslims have concluded that the scriptures of the Bible have been corrupted. The following questions have helped many think through that conclusion. Do you think God is able to protect His own scriptures? If so, do you think He is willing to protect them? If you believe that the scriptures of the prophets have been corrupted, when were they corrupted? Where were they corrupted? Who corrupted them? If you think Christians or Jews altered the scriptures, why do you think they would have tampered with the sacred books which many of them willingly died for? What evidence can you present? Why might the Almighty have allowed finite men to corrupt His written record and revelation for mankind? If God would allow humans to corrupt the books of prophets like Moses and David, how do you know that the book you trust hasn't suffered the same indignity? The purpose here is not to overwhelm anyone with questions, but since this corruption charge is believed by so many and is of eternal consequence, here is one more. Do you think the Bible scriptures were tampered with before or after the Quran was delivered? Before you read on, take a moment to work out your response to this before or after question. You may even want to write out your answer before continuing. If your response is that the biblical texts were corrupted before the Quran was written, then why does the Quran declare those scriptures as guidance for mankind and not deception, as light and not darkness? Why does the Quran say, "Let the people of the gospel judge by what Allah has revealed therein," Surah 546-47? And why does it declare, "No change can there be in the words of Allah," Surah 10:64? If the scriptures of the Bible were considered unreliable, why did the Quran command, "If you are in doubt as to what we have revealed to you, ask those who read the book before you," Surah 10:94, Shakir. "And you bring the law, Torah, and study it, if you be men of truth," Surah 3:93. While some were accused of distorting the book with their tongues, Surah 3:78, the scriptures themselves were considered uncorrupted and intact. On the other hand, if your response is that the biblical texts were corrupted after the Quran was written, then it must be pointed out that Bibles in circulation today are translated from ancient manuscripts, which predate the Quran by many centuries. By the time the Quran was first recited, the scriptures had already been distributed in Europe, Asia, and Africa, and had been translated into many languages such as Latin, Syriac, Coptic, Gothic, Ethiopic, and Armenian. Think about this. How could a group of men have inserted corruption into books of such celebrity, books translated into so many languages, copied by the hundreds of thousands, and rapidly distributed throughout the known world? Imagine endeavoring to collect all the original language copies, as well as the countless translations, and then attempting to change each to create the uniformity we find in these translations today. It would be an impossible task. The conclusion is clear. To claim that the Bible was corrupted before the Quran was written is to contradict dozens of Quranic verses. To claim that the Bible was corrupted after the Quran was written is to contradict the historical and archaeological evidence supported by thousands of ancient manuscripts. This conclusion raises a new set of questions. From where did these thousands of biblical manuscripts and translations come? Where are the original writings? Because all things on earth, including books, fade and wear out, the Bible's original manuscripts, also called autographs, are no longer available. However, safeguarded in museums and universities around the world are thousands of early copies which descended from the originals written by the prophets. Whether referring to the Torah, the Gospels, Aristotle the philosopher, Flavius Josephus the historian, or the much more recent Quran, all the original documents are worn out and gone. So it is with all books of antiquity. Only the descendants of the originals remain. In Senegal, most people believe that the Bible has been falsified. They do not trust it. Paradoxically, they do trust their griots. A griot is an oral historian whose main task is to memorize the genealogy and oral history of his family, clan, and village, and to pass on that history to the next generation. A griot's ability to retain detailed family information and communicate it with a reasonable degree of accuracy is impressive. Yet, as good as griots are at what they do, accuracy and details get lost over time. The oral method of preserving truth among men cannot match the precision of the written method. Why are many people quick to trust the oral testimony of men, yet slow to believe the written testimony of God? Is that wise? If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given. 1 John 5, 9-10. The scriptures were written long before the time of paper, printing presses, and computers. The prophets wrote God's word on scrolls made from animal skins or papyrus. These original scrolls were then hand-copied by scribes. Scribes were distinguished professional people of the ancient world who could read, write, draw up, and duplicate legal documents. Some scribes also duplicated biblical texts. Their aim was to copy them with perfect accuracy. At the ends of some books, the scribe gave the total number of words in the book and told which word was the exact middle so that later scribes could count both ways to be sure they had not omitted a single letter. Despite their extreme care, minor variants found their way into copies. An omitted word, phrase, or paragraph, or a miscopied number. However, not one foundational truth is affected by any of the variations found among ancient manuscripts. Scholars have never had a problem with trivial copying errors in an ancient text, secular or sacred. The fact that such variants remain in these hand-copied texts strengthens the case that the biblical scriptures have not been tampered with. Unlike the Quran, the Bible has no history of anyone ever attempting to make a perfect copy and then burning the remaining manuscripts. God has preserved His message for us. But how can we be sure that the scriptures of today are actually what the prophets and apostles wrote? Until recently, the earliest known copies of the Old Testament scriptures, written by the prophets between 1500 and 400 BC, dated back to about AD 900. Because of the great length of time between the copies and the originals, and because these ancient texts had been copied and recopied over the centuries, critics claimed that it was impossible to know with certainty what the prophets had written. Then, the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered. The year, 1947. The place, Kirbet Qumran, near the Dead Sea. The breaking news? A Bedouin shepherd boy in search of a lost goat stumbles upon a cave with clay jars containing many ancient scrolls in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. Between 1947 and 1956, more than 225 biblical manuscripts were found in 11 caves. Scholars dated these scrolls as having been penned between 250 BC and AD 68. Most of these manuscripts were more than 2,000 years old. What a find! The scrolls had been hidden in the caves of Qumran around AD 70, the year Rome leveled Jerusalem, by a group of Jews known as the Essenes. These men resolved that no matter what happened to them personally, these writings must be preserved for future generations. While the Jews themselves were either killed or scattered into the nations, the scriptures were preserved. For nearly 1,900 years, the papyrus and parchment scrolls remained hidden in the clay jars in the ideal dry climate of the Dead Sea region. When news broke to the world about the discovery of these ancient documents, many thought they would contain significant differences from the more recent manuscripts, which were 1,000 years younger. Perhaps the claim that the Bible has been changed would be confirmed. The skeptics were disappointed. Only insignificant differences in spelling and grammar were found. These ancient manuscripts contain the same words and message as present-day Bibles. What is the official verdict of Dead Sea Scroll scholars regarding the idea that these scriptures have been tampered with or altered? The evidence to date suggests that such alteration did not take place. As for the New Testament, there are more than 24,000 ancient manuscripts, including 5,300 in original Greek, 230 of those dating before the 6th century AD. These established the New Testament as the best documented text in history. By comparison, consider the writings of the Greek philosopher Aristotle, who lived between 384 and 322 BC. Aristotle is one of the most influential thinkers of all time, yet everything we know of his philosophy and logic comes from a small number of manuscripts, of which the earliest date to AD 1100. A 1,400-year gap from the time of the original writings. Still, no one questions the authenticity or preservation of Aristotle's thoughts and words. In addition to the thousands of New Testament manuscripts, scholars have found thousands of quotes from the New Testament in non-biblical texts, which were written before AD 325, date of the oldest complete surviving New Testament manuscript. These quotations are so extensive that nearly the entire New Testament could be reconstructed from these writings alone. The evidence shows the New Testament to be the best-preserved text of antiquity. Perhaps you have heard someone say, "But there are so many different Bibles. Which version is correct?" It is important to understand the difference between ancient biblical manuscripts and the various translations of those scripts. The manuscripts were copied by scribes long ago, centuries before the Quran. The Bibles in print today are translated from these ancient texts. In whole or in part, the Bible has been translated from its original languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek, into more than 2,400 different languages. One of those is English. The Bible is available in dozens of excellent English translations called versions. Each English version reads somewhat differently, which is what happens whenever words are translated from one language into another. The words translators choose may vary, but when faithfully translated, the meaning and message remain the same. In this book, the New King James Version, NKJV, is the primary translation used. It is an accurate word-for-word translation in today's English. The New International Version, NIV, is also used in a number of places, since it's sometimes easier to understand. Here's an example of the same verse in these two versions. NKJV. "Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." Matthew 6:16. NIV. "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full." Matthew 6:16. Though the wording varies, the meaning is the same. Ironically, perhaps the best refutation of the charge that men have falsified God's written word is announced throughout the day from mosques around the world. I heard it this morning. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. God is greater. God is greater. Yes, God is greater. Greater than man and the eons of time. For the blessing of all nations and for the sake of his own reputation, the true and living God has safeguarded his message for every generation. God is not only the creator and sustainer of his world, he is the author and guardian of his word. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Psalm 119:89. At this point, it would be nice to think that everyone preparing for the journey has overcome the obstacles that keep them from listening to God's word. Yet, experience shows otherwise. For many, there will always be another barricade on truth's pathway, and another, and another. Recently, I received this email. Thanks for your answers. I remember somewhere that God said, we will make man in our image. I've always wondered who the our referred to. Aren't there different versions of the Bible? Which is the correct one? Aren't there too many religions? Would the Twin Towers still exist if there were no religions? Isn't Christianity responsible for many deaths? And why are you sure of what you believe? Why? We can go on forever questioning a myth and invent answers, as so many preachers do to keep the money coming in. And who created God? I've forgotten. Thank you. While God's book does provide satisfying answers to man's toughest questions, at some point, those who want to discover eternal truth this side of the grave must stop focusing on man's whys and start reflecting on God's words. The Bible reveals the real reasons people reject God's truth. Here are three. 1. Corrupted hearts. Some people never reflect on the Scriptures simply because they do not really want to know their Creator-owner. In assessing the human heart, not the cardiovascular pump, but the inner control center, the soul, the Scripture declares, they are corrupt. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. Psalm 14:1-3. Man's rejection of the Bible has nothing to do with corrupted Scriptures. It has everything to do with corrupted hearts. King Solomon wrote, God made man upright, but they have sought out many schemes. Ecclesiastes 7:29. If left to our natural inclinations, we will choose to go our own way, devise our own schemes, and live and die in the religion of our parents. We will actually search for reasons not to seek to know God. Shortly after we begin our journey through the Scriptures, we'll discover why we are like that. For now, know that God has good reason for the repeated warnings in his book. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew 13:9. 2. Worries and wealth. Many people fail to understand God's message because their total focus is on the here and now. The worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it. Matthew 13:22. Jesus of Nazareth told the story of a rich man who had ignored the Scriptures of the prophets during his entire life. Perhaps this man had tried to ease his conscience by claiming that the Scriptures were unreliable. Whatever the case, the man eventually died and found himself in hell. To provide the living with clear warning, God allowed this man to communicate briefly with the prophet Abraham in paradise. The rich man asked for a drop of water to cool his tongue, but received none. Once this man comprehended that he was forever without hope, he begged Abraham to send someone back from the dead to warn his 5 surviving brothers, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham's response was clear. Abraham said to him, they have the Scriptures of Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. Luke 16:27-31. God has declared his written word to be a more convincing confirmation of his truth than miraculous signs and wonders. God has provided and preserved the Scriptures of his prophets for us, and he expects us to hear them. 3. Fear of man. Some people never study the Bible because they are afraid of how others will react. A neighbor once told me, if it wasn't for my family, I would read the Bible. Meanwhile, the Bible tells me, The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Proverbs 29:25. How about you? Do you fear what family and friends might think, say, or do if they catch you reading the writings of the very prophets they claim to honor? Fear not. Whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. From God's perspective, there is no legitimate reason to ignore His message.